Welcome to the 618 Now, a production of the Chamber of Commerce and the O'Fallon Weekly, where we give you a snapshot of what's happening right now in O'Fallon and Shiloh. Today is Friday, May 3rd, 2024. And Jessica, what's going on?
One of the things that contributes to our sense of community is our school districts. And within our schools are some incredibly talented educators and leaders.
For sure.
And today we want to highlight one of those leaders. So it's going to be a bit of a different episode because I don't think we've ever done one dedicated to a specific individual. But if ever there was a time, it's right now. And here's why. OTHS principal Mr. Rich Bickle is retiring after 37 years of service to our students in our community.
All right.
And his impact and legacy are incredible. So those who know Mr. Bickle well know that he is not a fan of the spotlight. He's a very humble leader, but we just did not want to let this opportunity pass by without honoring the impressive ways in which he has led.
So what you're saying is he's totally going to be embarrassed by this, but we don't
care. 1,000%. That's true.
Okay.
All true right. statement.
Okay. All right.
So let's start with a bit of how he got to where he is. He began in the classroom back in 1988 when he was randomly assigned to student teach at OTHS, and he said he knew immediately that it was a special place and he was determined to work there full time. He taught social studies, and high school teaching positions were hard to come by, so Mr. Bickle decided to substitute teach during the day and work at St. Louis restaurants at night until a full-time position opened up and he could apply. And he recalled times where he'd get home very late from working over in the city, and then he'd get a phone call from the principal at the time asking if he could sub, usually for the early bird classes,
okay,
which are like, what, 7 o'clock in the morning?
Okay.
And Mr. Bickle always responded, absolutely, I'll be there.
You got to do what you got to do.
And Nick, he did that for 3 years.
Wow.
So he was a certified teacher, but he substitute taught across 20 different schools in the area, all while working nights to make ends meet. And he and I spoke recently, and he was very honest about how difficult life was at that time. He said it was very easy to be discouraged, but it also fueled him to continue working hard. And then in 1992, he received a part-time teaching offer at OTHS. And despite another full-time offer from a different district, Rich knew where he belonged. So he took a leap of faith. He chose to keep working part-time at OTHS. And good news, his patience paid off when he was offered a full-time position the following year.
Okay.
His early years at OTHS were a testament to his adaptability and dedication. From teaching classes in unconventional places like the cafeteria, to sharing rooms with colleagues and having to go room to room on a cart, he embraced every challenge. He created new courses, he sponsored clubs, he coached soccer, track and field, and fun fact, he started the bowling team.
Really?
Yeah. He and a gentleman named Mike Imes sat in the bowling alley for several hours writing out the charter to become an IHSA bowling program.
Wow.
And here's the thing. He wasn't even a bowler. He had never coached bowling before. So I asked him why he did that. And he said, because it was a chance to create opportunities for kids.
Wow.
And this is a theme throughout his leadership. His motivation and decision-making was to ask, what's best for the kids? Rich's commitment to his students extended beyond the classroom. When he was just 29 years old, he was elected union president for the teachers, where he negotiated 3 collective bargaining agreements over 9 years. And then he also served as department chair and assistant principal before being named principal 15 years ago.
Okay.
And along the way, his efforts were recognized, including being named a finalist for Illinois Teacher of the Year in 2003. Despite the administrative responsibilities that came with his leadership roles, Mr. Bickle never lost sight of his core values. For him, putting students first was non-negotiable. He worked tirelessly to ensure that every decision made at OTHS was in the best interest of the students. And with that as his motive, he achieved great success. So OTHS has doubled in size.
Okay.
They added another high school at Milburn.
They did.
They added a transition house. And recently, the South Campus for students with different needs opened up.
Very cool.
OTHS has been named one of the top high schools by U.S. News and World Report. It also ranks in the top 10% of high schools in Illinois. And while some districts are experiencing teacher retention problems, OTHS boasts a 94% teacher retention rate.
That's great.
And from what I can tell, I think that's the highest in the area.
Wow.
It is incredible how education has changed over the years, and he has not only survived, but he thrived during that growth. And I want to add, Mr. Bickle takes so little credit for the high school's success. He sees himself as like a player coach who works hard to man his post, be available to others, and contribute however he can. So to help understand his impact, we reached out to some of his colleagues to get firsthand insights from people who have served alongside Mr. Bickle. And we want to share some of those themes that emerged from their comments.
Okay.
The primary being his positivity. Mr. Bickle's leadership philosophy revolves around positivity and how incredibly important that is to him. He believes that positivity is the result of intentional effort and dedication. Like, you get to choose your attitude, and he chooses how he shows up every day. And when he and I talked about how difficult leading can be sometimes, he acknowledged the challenges, but then when things get hard, he routinely tells himself, I'm going to find the best parts of this. I think that's pretty admirable.
It is.
And another trait leaders admire about him is his responsiveness. When Tiffany Schneider, who's the director of special services, was asked what leadership trait she admired most about him, she said, quote, he doesn't dwell on the what ifs, he acts. She said he intentionally chooses to focus on solutions rather than stewing on problems. And then a third trait admired by his colleagues is the culture he's created by genuinely valuing others. You do not have to wonder if you mattered to him. And Mr. Joggers, who has worked alongside Mr. Bickle for decades, shared that his ability to listen intently and give thoughtful, genuine feedback is his true gift. And then Dr. Shackelford, who is the new superintendent, but prior to that, she worked as his assistant principal for a number of years, she echoed that sentiment when she said, quote, I always leave a conversation with him wanting to be better. Regardless of what's going on with his day, he takes the time to make us feel valued.
I think that's an incredible testament to his leadership, that no matter what's happening in his day, and let's be honest, as principal, you know that he's having some pretty difficult conversations and
right.
situations to deal with. But for faculty and staff to feel like when they're talking to him, they feel heard and understood, I mean, that's the sign of an impactful leader.
Absolutely. And that feeling of being valued carried beyond conversations. Several people said he often saw things in them that they didn't see in themselves, which gave them the confidence to keep going, especially when things got difficult. And because of that, many colleagues said some version of, I am the person I am today, specifically because of Mr. Bickle.
That's really great.
So his positivity, his responsiveness, his ability to make others feel valued, those are some of the most common themes faculty and staff said that make him the incredible leader he is. And this all contributes to what he calls the OTHS way. And while he was really hesitant to credit himself with developing this, nearly every person who provided input referenced it as being his. So the OTHS way is a culture that has evolved over the decades. And about 10 years ago, Mr. Bickle asked the staff if there was a way that they could document some of the intangible stuff that captures what makes OTHS such a special place.
Okay.
And they landed on 7 themes, and having the 7 themes memorialized then serves as a mirror. So it's not something that's meant to be used as a checklist, you know what I mean, to like gauge whether someone else is upholding those values.
Yeah.
If you're looking in it for other people, then you don't have it. The idea is to look for these things in yourself. So you choose how you show up, you choose how you contribute to solutions instead of problems. That is the OTHS way.
Okay.
And before we wrap up, I want to share something that has been really fun. So the best part of preparing for this episode was that several months ago, without Mr. Bickle's knowledge, we reached out to faculty and staff of the high school and asked for their input. And we've heard some of those bits and pieces throughout the episode, but we did ask a very specific question. What are you going to remember most about him?
Okay.
And having those answers before I interviewed Mr. Bickle was fun, because at the end of talking to him, I said, a year from now, when you've been gone and teachers and faculty are talking about you, what are they going to say? And he was really humble, like he didn't have a lot he wanted to offer, but I was persistent and I said, just tell me what you think, what do you hope your legacy might be? And he said he hopes others remember him as a positive leader. He hopes that they remember that he was responsive to their needs. He talked very specifically about how hard he worked, that if you sent him an email, he tried to respond that same day. And then he also said he just hopes people felt valued. He said, when I'm talking to someone, I never want them to feel like they aren't the most important person at that moment. And Nick, as he was telling me this when we talked on the phone, I was literally tearing up, because those are exactly the things that his colleagues said about him several months ago. when they said what they were going to remember.
That's really great.
So kudos to Mr. Bickle. Your job here is done. Your legacy of positivity, being a leader of action, and building upon a culture of excellence is solidified. And we are so thankful for all the ways you have faithfully served our students, our educators, our staff, and our community. And now when I encounter a leader who is positive, who actively listens and communicates well, and who values others, we're going to say they are leading the Rich Bickle way. So best wishes in all you do in this next chapter of your life, and thank you.
This podcast is a production of the O'Fallon Shiloh Chamber of Commerce. We're a nonprofit with over 600 members, and together we welcome, unite, and promote business. Remember, you can't buy happiness, but you can buy local, and that's sort of the same thing.